sun goes up and the sun goes down. My old truck, it runs so slow.
Old and in the Way Sisters. Laugh and learn with me, Janet.
And me, Nancy. The Bitchin' Sisters.
We're growing old in a new world with skyrocketing costs, crazy fashions, changing norms, and with limited time left.
Don't say that. Yes. We'll entertain you and inform you as long as we can.
You're sounding desperate.
Let's look back at how it was and ahead to what's coming.
What do you remember about growing up in the family car, Janet?
Let's see. Well, I remember our green car.
It was a Woody station wagon, right?
I don't think so. I am older than you were. This is the Green Hornet.
Oh, no.
It was not a station wagon. Yeah. We lived on Long Island, and to get to Grandma's in the Catskill Mountains, we'd drive into New York City and then up into the mountains. I remember the smells of the city. I always got car sick. I marveled at bums sleeping on the street in New York City in the storefronts.
Wow.
Then the mountains with many cars stalled on the snowy roads, but the Green Hornet always got through, and I never felt unsafe. Four little kids in the back seat without seat belts, and sometimes one of us could ride up on our mother's laps. That's what I remember.
Yeah, those are the good old days. Well, I remember the Woody station wagon.
Yeah, that we had that when you were quite a bit older.
Yeah, and we were in Wisconsin. Because
yes.
I remember we used to drive from Wisconsin to New York once a summer in that car. And we would be in the back sleeping all the time because Mom told us years later that she used to put a sleeping pill in our milk. So we'd
tranquilizers.
So we'd be
it.
Quiet, and yeah. That way Dad could drive without getting mad at us.
Yeah. Remember when somehow the back of the station wagon was open and his golf hat flew out the back?
I was the reason why.
Oh, now you admit.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was not good. I think that's when Mom started the pills.
Oh, and I also remember yours. We must have had, I don't know how it worked out, but you were behind Roger, our brother, and you were screaming, "Roger's scratching his head and dandruff's coming on me."
I don't remember
that. This is a typical thing that happens with a bunch of kids in a car ride cross country.
Well, then I also remember on my high school graduation day.
Tell me they didn't buy you a car.
No, we had a yellow Rambler, and he lent me the Rambler to go to La Crosse 30 miles away. First time that I ever got to drive that far by myself. And I was being so careful. In fact, too careful. Because as I crossed an intersection, I went so slow that a car coming from my right ran into me. And I was so upset that at graduation, I was so tearful. And the yearbook staff took a picture and the caption read something like, "Nancy has mixed emotions as she walks toward the stage for her diploma." I was so upset with myself. Well, what about your very first car that you got?
Okay. I was married, and my husband's grandfather kindly bought us a car. It was a Studebaker. They don't make them anymore. But I grew to hate that car.
Why?
Because, well, we were living in Madison, and we were constantly getting parking tickets with it, you know.
Well, that's not the car's fault.
Well, and my husband at the time acquired the tickets and didn't even tell me about them, failed to pay for them, and then they multiplied.
Oh, boy.
The whole marriage went that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, I remember when I first married, Mom and Dad gave us the Rambler. We called it the Yellow Lemon Rambler.
Oh.
That was our first car.
Not a good name.
No. And my husband took the back seat out of it so we could fit our teepee poles in it. And they'd stick out the trunk. And we hauled them in the car from Florida up to Maine while also toting an Indian motorcycle of ours.
I didn't know.
We did get stopped by a cop. I mean, we looked kind of weird. And so he wanted to make
you
sure.
With that, no bra.
And everything. And no shaved legs.
Right.
And he wanted to make sure that the motorcycle belonged to us, which it did.
Right.
So, how about the next car?
Well, I don't know which one was next, but we had a Simca, a piece of shit. I don't know. I think it was a French-made car. We pushed it more than we drove it. Big mistake. That's all I remember, that it was just, mostly it was a problem. It was more of a problem than it was worth. And once we bought a new car.
Ooh.
I can't remember the brand, but finally we've gotten, so we had a new car. It was small. My husband at the time, not Mark, of course, the husband got drunk and smashed it up. Soon we divorced. That was just one of the problems. I was told by the insurance company that my husband would retain the car insurance and I would have to shop elsewhere because studies had shown that divorced woman will let her new boyfriend drive her car.
Wow.
This was the American Family Insurance. I do not lie. I'm sure they no longer have this rule.
Policy.
But at the time, and we're talking 50 years ago,
wow,
more, that's the way it was.
Huh. Well, we had an Austin Healey for a bit, and then a green Volvo that my other husband's parents gave us. And then when I got a good teaching job, I bought a Subaru, and I moved to Wisconsin and eventually gave it to my stepdaughter. But there was a time when the doctor told me that I had low testosterone.
What?
And this is about a car, but and so I was taking testosterone to, and all of a sudden, about 2 weeks later, I said, "I want a truck."
No.
Yes. So I got an F-150 Ford, and I used it to haul around all our clown props because I was clowning at the time, and. And that was what we used. And I couldn't believe it that I had a truck. So what do you have now?
No, I want to tell you about another car before that. You know, after I got
the
a divorce, I had to buy my own car and insure it. And I knew nothing about cars. Somehow, I bought a silver gray Mustang.
Whoa, baby.
This is, as I say, around 50 years ago. I drove it a while. Then I reunited with my wayward husband, who sniveled his way back. He had no car of his own because he was down and out when he came back, oddly enough. He took the Mustang out and came back without it one day.
What?
I said, "What happened?" He said, "It was just a piece of shit." No other explanation. Our reunion didn't last that long, but I did have to get another car. I don't remember anything about it, so that's probably good. I think that he lost it in a card game or playing pool or something, and that was, you know,
well,
no
sure.
explanation.
So you're older now. What kind of car do you have now, and why?
What kind of car do we have, Mark?
A 17-year-old rusting SUV.
A 17-year-old rusting SUV that your husband put us onto.
Oh.
And it was a great deal. I mean, it didn't have real high mileage. It cost the right amount. The guy wanted cash for it. I'll tell you, it was $800. Okay. And then he said to Mark, "I'm going to knock off that $800 because when I was in the emergency room once and I couldn't drive myself home, you drove me home."
Oh.
So that was very sweet. And we like this car. It's old. There's rust. There are problems, but minor problems for what we paid for it, we are very, very happy.
That sounds good. Well, we had a Toyota Corolla, but we decided to trade it in because I couldn't get into it without throwing myself towards the seat because it was so low. And with my two hip replacements, I needed something I could just turn my body and sit in. So now we have a Toyota RAV4 hybrid. And I kind of like the hybrid. We get really good mileage, like 40 some miles a gallon, and when I'm sitting in traffic, I'm not even using gas anymore.
I had no idea that.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
So In essence, I guess we could say the cars we drive say a lot about us.
It says, my cars say, I don't care. I don't have television. I don't see car ads. I don't even know the names. I don't know much about them. My husband takes care of the car stuff, but he's not a gearhead. We generally have a smallish, sturdy, older vehicle. We only travel about 10,000 miles a year, mostly on hilly back roads. And as a senior citizen, all I want is an affordable, safe, comfortable car. I don't want a silver Mustang again.
I could use another truck.
Yeah, right. We come to you twice a month with new episodes. Some are funny, some are serious, some are just our crazy opinions. I hope you enjoyed our show.
Me too. It's been a pleasure.
Music by Hall and Sidnor.
Truck, it runs so slow. By the time that I get anywhere, you know it's time to go home. And my radiator ain't radiating, my tires are underinflated. Yeah, what's meant to do? Catch a fish, catch that same old fish again. Catch that same old fish again. You draw an ace or draw a deuce, the house still gonna win. The fishing hasn't been so great, I've been running out of bait. Yeah. What's a man to do? What's a man to do?